Engagement, may I ask? I'm stupid about this, really.
Oh, you are. Well, let me fill you in. Yeah, we've been doing, for the last 2.5 years, we've been doing casual dates in and around the Bay Area. And just recently, as a matter of fact, we just finished a month at the Hungry Eye here in San Francisco. And it looks like we're going to be there for a little while. I can't swear as to how long we'll be there, but
well, wonderful. You know, your group sings folk songs, I believe you said.
That's right.
Not only American, but from actually all countries.
Right? We sing some Spanish, some Mexican tunes. We have an Italian song that we sing. We have a couple of Yiddish songs, some Hebrew medleys that we're putting together, and we try to keep our program as varied as possible to give people the idea of what folk music from all over the world is.
And then along with your vocalizing, you supply your own accompaniment, is that right?
That's right. We not only sing, but we, three of us, play instruments. A young woman doesn't, except on some of the Latin American things. She plays some of the rhythm instruments required. But one of the guys, Jim Wood, plays guitar, and Lou Gottlieb plays bass, and I play an instrument called the five-string banjo, which is sort of an interesting old relic.
That's almost a folk instrument in itself, isn't it?
It is. It is, actually. It's one of the truly American folk instruments, if such there is.
How many unions do you belong to now?
about four, I think.
About four. Well, Jerry Walter, member of the Gateway Singers, let's stop talking here for about 2 minutes or so, and let's listen to one of your Allied recordings. Remember that name, Allied Label, the Gateway Singers, of which Jerry Walter is one of. And their latest release on Allied, Puttin' on the Style.
Puttin' on the agony, puttin' on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style.
Young man home from college makes a great display with a fancy jawbreak that he can hardly say. Can't be found in Webster and it won't be for a while, but he's only putting on the style.
Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style.
Grandpa in his day sure had a lot to say about the way the young folks carry on.
I guess it wasn't only when he was in his prime that people like to put on airs and have themselves a time.
Well, Sweet 16 goes to church just to see the boys, laughs and giggles at every little noise, turns her head a little, turns her head a while, but the boys all know she's only putting on the style.
Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very apt to smile. You'll see so many people putting on the style.
Well, there you have it, for the first time on the Jay Snyder Show, at any rate. An Allied recording by the Gateway Singers, who are currently appearing here at the Hungry Eye in San Francisco, in a folk tune called Putting on the Style. We have in our studio as our special guest tonight Mr. Jerry Walter, the gentleman you heard in solo on that particular record. And Jerry, it's mighty fine.
Well, thank you, Jay. You know, there's a kind of an interesting story that goes along with all folk tunes, and I thought if you have a minute, I'd tell you about this one. Now, when we first heard this song, we heard it from a guy who said that it came from Upper New York State. Some old folk singer up there had told him, given him the song, and he had brought it out here. And so this is the way we've been introducing it. Every place we've sung it, it's been an old Upper New York State folk song. Until one night down at the club, down at the Hungry Eye, somebody came up and said, "What do you mean? That's no more from New York State than I am. I heard that thing when I was in Kansas."
Oh,
or
really?
"My mother taught it to me someplace." And looking through one of my extensive journeys of collecting folk music in the library books, you know, I found a version that that came from North Carolina. So that the interesting point about all these tunes is that you can't say there's just one version of them. There are many different versions of the same tune, known to many different people.
Well, actually, Jerry, I think right now, I mean, that's very interesting, and it's so true. My wife is a devotee of folk singing, and I think there's a tremendous rise, in effect right now, in the popularity of folk singing, don't you?
I think so, too. I think that the thing that we've been counting on, that is, when I say we, I mean the Gateway Singers, is that we sort of feel that if the American people and if all people get a chance, really, to hear the music that they and their grandfathers and their grandmothers and so on helped to create and helped to, you know, develop and send down to us today, that they'll like it if it's presented in a way that they understand, namely in sort of a modern idiom, you know?
Surely.
And I think that that's true. I think it's been borne out by a number of different people who've sung folk songs on the air very successfully, very recently.
Well, look at, of course, Harry Belafonte. While he isn't a true folk singer,
he
probably comes closer to the folk category than any other, don't you think?
That's right. And he's doing a great deal, by the way, to popularize folk songs, to make people understand that they're not something that's foreign and way out someplace back in the hills.
True Americana, if I may be dramatic.
That's right. That's right. Very few people, for example, know that the blues, which is played, you know, in many, many different ways, started out as a folk idiom. It was originally sung, you know, as the folk music of the time, as the music of the time.
Well, folk music is more or less connected with us, that is, American folk music, just as the calypso might be with Trinidad or any of the islands.
Matter of fact, calypso is, in a sense, the folk music of those of those countries.
Right.
You see,
in Achte Lieber Augustin of Germany. No, but all kidding aside, you've got a fine group there, Jerry. And
thanks.
I certainly wish you all the luck. We got another one of yours here now, the other side of that Allied record by the Gateway Singers. If you like folk music, why don't you go down and get it? It's available, I suppose.
Just ask
record
for it.
Store. Sure. What the heck? The Gateway Singers, who are now appearing at the Hungry Eye. And who are the other folks in the group, Jerry?
Well, there's a young woman, a wonderful contralto. She, by the way, sang on that record, and it's sometimes people don't even know that it's a woman singing.
What
she
a
sounds,
deep voice.
Yeah,
huh?
It's a real rich, strong, husky, earthy voice. You know? Her name is Elmer Lee Thomas. And the bass player in the group is a guy by the name of Lou Gottlieb, very talented musician. And the guitarist is a man by the name of Jim Wood, who's been playing guitar and singing for a number of years.
Do they all have backgrounds similar to yours, or?
No, as a matter of fact, they don't. Most of their background has been directly in music of one sort or another. Jim, the guitar player, for example, has played with orchestras around for all his life, about 20 years. And Lou has been a professional musician. He, Lou, by the way, is taking his doctorate's degree in musicology.
Wow.
And he's, as I say, he's quite a versatile guy. Plays piano and bass and recorder and is an excellent vibraharp player.
Well, there are always new sounds coming along, as you know, in the music business, and maybe this will be the new sound that people are looking for.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
I certainly hope it is, Jerry. Here's the other side of that Allied recording now by the Gateway Singers called Down in the Valley. This is quite a popular folk tune.
Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow, hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Roses love sunshine, violets love you. Angels in heaven, know I love you, know I love you, love, know I love you. Angels in heaven, know I love you. If you don't love me,
love whom you please. Throw your arms round me, give my heart ease. Give my heart ease, love, give my heart ease. Throw your arms round me, give my heart ease. Writing this letter containing three lines, answer my question, will you be mine? Will you be mine, love, will you be mine? Answer my question, will you be mine? Build me your castle 40 feet high, so I can see her as she goes by, love, as she goes by. So I can see her as she goes by. Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
There is true folk music sung by the Gateway Singers, currently appearing at the Hungry Eye here in San Francisco, and our guest tonight is Jerry Walter. Nice job again, Jerry.
Thank you, Jay.
That's an Allied recording. Well, Jerry, what do you think of the music business in general right now? What's big and what's little, in your opinion?
Well, I sort of hesitate to go into it too deeply because I'm not too much of an expert on it. I will say one thing, that Yellow Rose of Texas is still up there, isn't it? Last I heard,
it's still up there. Love is a Many Splintered Thing
is coming out,
outselling it in a lot of markets. But it's.
I think that again, I hate to drag back the Gateway Singers, but I think that a point I'd like to make is that it's my feeling that more and more people are, I think, looking for something which perhaps is getting away from some of the crazes that have been around. You know, mm-hmm. I think. For a while, you had one type of music that was way up on top, and then rhythm and blues has been in for a long time now. I know they've been selling a lot of rhythm and blues records. And more, as you talk to people, I think you find that, at least this is only my poor, humble opinion, mm-hmm. that it's slowly reaching its peak, you know, and is going to mm-hmm. come down, and people are going to start looking around for something again.
Well, let me ask you this question, Jerry. Don't you think that... Davy Crockett, for instance, has gotten people more interested in history, and now they're coming out with Daniel Boone, young Abe Lincoln, which incidentally Variety has as its best bet to mm-hmm. be a hit recording. There are several out with Don Cornell and Hugo and Luigi. That's true Americana too, isn't it?
Sure it is. I think it is. Davy Crockett certainly is not an American folk song as such.
No.
It's a written tune. Everybody knows, you know, you can find the author if you want to find
That's
the
right.
author and composer. But it nevertheless has that flavor. It has the flavor of talking about real life situations, some of the desires and the dreams of people as they felt them, you know, uh-huh. and as they lived them. And I think that this is the strength of this kind of music, even though it may not be a real folk song in that sense.
I think you're presenting your ambition to the public at the right time. I really do, Jay.
I sure hope so, Jay, because we love this music, and we sure hope that it, you know, takes hold and that
sure.
people begin listening to it.
Well, I do, too. Well, here's a tune that is not a folk tune. It's by the McGuire sisters, who probably could do a fine job on a folk
they
tune.
They probably could.
They're top recording artists, of course, with Coral, and this one's starting to come up there. It's in 32nd place, according to Cashbox, and with the hundreds of tunes that are out. That's a pretty good rating. It's called Give Me Love. Let's listen to it, shall we, Jerry?
Sure.
Don't give me no heartaches, don't give me no pain, and don't give me teardrops that fall like rain. Give me what you promise, what you promise to give me. Give me love. Don't give me no trouble, don't fill me with care, and don't give me worries that I can't bear. Give me what you promise, what you promise to give me. Give me love. We made a promise till death do us part, and darling, that promise came straight from my heart, and I'm gonna keep it as long as I live. That life ain't worth living if you only me nothing but heartaches and nothing but pain, and all of those teardrops that fall like rain. So give what you promised to give me. Give me love. We made a promise till death do us part. Darling, that promise came straight from my heart, and I'm gonna keep it as long as I live. But life ain't worth living if you only give me nothing but heartaches and nothing but pain, and all of those teardrops that fall like rain. So give what you promised to give me. Give me love. Give me love.
Well, Jerry, what did you think of that one?
Well, it's a fine-sounding tune. They really know how to handle their stuff. There's no question about it.
The McGuire sisters are very hot right now in the record business. They can do no wrong. just give me a tune, they say, and they'll make it a hit on Choral, Give Me Love. You're listening to the Jay Snyder Show from KGO. We're having the pleasure of speaking with Jerry Walter, a friend of ours in the announcing business, both AM and radio and television. And, of course, Jerry's also an accomplished actor. And in addition to that, he is now a member of the Gateway Singers, has been for a couple of years, in fact. They're currently appearing at the Hungry Eye, and they feature folk songs. Right, Jerry?
Right you are, Jerry.
And they have a recording out on Allied, A-L-L-I-E-D, called One Side is Putting on the Style, and the Other Side is Down in the Valley. Well, Jerry, we want to wish you all the luck in the world, and we really mean it, in your new venture here down at the Hungry Eye, and I hope you have a long run down there.
Thanks very, very much, Jay, and thanks for having us around tonight.
That's all right. It's been our pleasure, and we'll be spinning out that tune every now and then.
Good. That's
see
what
if we can
want.
Give it a little exposure.
Exactly right, sir.
Okay, swell.
Thanks,
so long,
Jay.
Jerry. And now, friends, listen to this.
Coming soon, Pontiac for 1956 with a vital General Motors Automotive First. Watch for it at your Pontiac dealers.
And ask your dealer to finance your new car through Crocker First National Bank.
Yes, sir, see that new Pontiac coming very shortly now and finance that new car.
Yeah. Happy, you could have been honest, Cindy. Oh, I see. Your babies look like your people soon did. Oh, my God. Sorry, you know. For the friends we got.
Oh, some of them are shields. Well, a couple of the names are down twice, you know. So it's got to sound right.
Is that
funny?
Oh, I don't have
any.
I know he did it. I can tell by the spelling. But I still wrong. This is his own name. Yes. Yeah, I'll be asking Cindy.
I think I could help
us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No,
Yeah, well, she gets me on the subject, is that what it is?
Well, can't you tell me? Quite strong. Stand up, please.
Oh,
what are you playing?
Oh,
well,
I'm
going
to have a bird to smell.
I couldn't
smell.
Smelled wrong. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Hey, you know these babies are taking natural childbirth exercises. You didn't know that, did you? Everyone.
Come on, let's see if we can play in that beautiful green hammock.
Yeah, I got out of the dirt mic.
Why?
Hammock.
Right.
I should be a horse.
Oh, I think it's awful
to
give you suspense. Oh, we can't open them yet because there's a couple more
people.
Oh, from now on, if anybody wants any punch or anything, you have to come back and get it. No more service.
Oh,
Yeah. prison.
Where does that bank
all
the way across?
All the way across?
In this place.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, bless you.
Bless you.
Oh, Mom.
Oh, yeah. I know what
that is. You should have a woman down there that wants, they want to wear their hair like,
She gets so angry with
I don't know. Okay.
Thank you. Horrible, that guy. I haven't seen it. How old are you?
Grand opening.
Heather won't be my favorite Christmas gift. The shower.
You know, I think.
The doctor is out. As the man knows. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, my baby's a little drunk and he gets up there. Surprise!
Yeah. What's that?
But you can't even sit up there.
I don't know.
What do you mean do?
Oh, that's all she can do.
Is that what you want with diapers?
Therefore, I'm going to have to say something.